Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Man, I'm excited to be here with some amazing people to highlight them for an amazing project that we're a part of. The book, It's Not About Me. If you can see that. Yeah. It's Not About Me, Being of Service to Others. And we have the visionary author, Charles Woods, here with us, and, you know, co-authors as well. And so excited to share, have them on and share their journeys and what this is all about. So let's just dive right into it. Charles, man, like, talk to us about the book and the journey.
Oh man. First of all, Chip, thanks again for having us on your platform, man. We really appreciate you.
Come on.
For having us on this platform. And I cannot give you more praise and gratitude for just getting me going in this journey of book writing itself. I would not be here without you guiding me in that way. But just talking about this, It's Not About Me is just what I live my life. You know, ever since I stepped foot into education, you know, it's kind of been a eye opener to me that the things that I do on a daily basis, the things that those individuals that I encounter do on a daily basis is not about themselves. It's about serving others, you know, especially when you look at education, you're serving others on a daily basis. You're putting yourself on the back burner and you're trying to do the best for those that that you support and serve on a daily basis. But, you know, there's just so many people that do that have that service minded heart, you know, that I just want to bring some focus on that. And what better way than to putting those individuals in books as authors so they can write about their experiences and what they go through on a daily basis.
So good. And I'll just say this. I'm probably a little biased because I know the people. but I'm gonna say this. Oh man, it's some amazing people in the book. And like the people that are in the book, they're not just saying, oh, you know, we're writing a chapter, I give service. No. Like, every one of those people are in the trenches and have been in the trenches for years, giving service. And so it's a dynamic group of people, man. And kudos to you for bringing all of the amazing people together.
Super grateful for them just jumping in on this project, you know, just putting it out there and asking them to be a part of it. And I'm just jumping in on this, man. I'm super grateful that each individual that's in the book that took the time to write a chapter to pour into this.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do, man, we'll go around the horn. We'll, you know, hit each author, you know, give them opportunity just to kind of share, you know, their background, a little bit about their chapter, and then, you know, their social media where people can go follow them. And, you know, those of you audience that's checking it out, please take the time to go. You won't be disappointed if you take the time to go follow each one of these people and see the work that they're up to, because they're all doing great things. And so let's start with Dr. Demetria Flem. So, Doc, you want to jump in and kind of just tell us a little bit about you, your chapter, and then give us your social media.
Sure. Good morning again, y'all. And thank you. I echo Mr. Woods. Y'all know I can't call him Woody. he was my former principal in Klein ISD, and he will forever be Mr. Woods. So I'm Dr. Demetria Flem. I am entering, I want to say this is year 21 or 22 in education. I lose track. But I've
And that's
always
giving service right there. You don't even know how long you're doing. You just go to
that's
work.
how I count. So I've been doing this work for a minute, and I've always taught English to students who were working to master English. I started out teaching 6th grade English for about 9 years, and all of my students were born in the US, but they were still working on their English proficiency. And towards the end of that 9 year stint at that campus, I started to get newcomer students. And they were students who were new to US schools and they had no English. And the school just didn't know what to do with them, honestly. So they put them in my classroom. We had no resources, we had no curriculum, I had no support system as to how to best support and work with those students. So we figured it out. It was pretty much like a sink or swim situation, and we had to work together, even through the language barrier, to figure it out. And I have gone on to keep in touch with those students, watch them grow up, graduate high school, go to college, have families. We're still in touch. They're just an amazing group of young people. And once I started to get those newcomer students, I got just more of a passion for serving them, honestly, because there was no support system for them, so I was their support system. And in my chapter, I speak about the first student that I got from Vietnam. Her name was Tram, and again, she came to U.S. schools, no English. She was with her mom, and she was in my classroom, and she would not leave my side. I was like her safety net. I tried to get her to go out and mingle with the other students, make friends, things of that nature, and she just wasn't having it. And I literally stopped by to see her mom yesterday. She works at a nail salon here in Houston, and she shared her wedding video with me, and I got to share with her that, I'm still doing the work, and her daughter was the inspiration for me to be able to do that. And so the mom was just beaming with pride, and we had a really good moment. So I often get asked by people who are outside of my work, like, why do you advocate so much for students who don't look like you? And I honestly never thought about it in that way. I saw a need. I was able to do something about that need. And I built my capacity over the years to be able to be more effective with that. And so it's not about me. It's not about what I look like and what they look like. And there was a need, and I could do something about it, and I did, and I fell in love with it. And so that's what I talk about in my chapter. When you were talking about the socials, I had to go look at my Instagram because I'm new to it and had to figure out what my little, what you call it, handle is.
Yeah,
But
no worries.
I'm most present on the site formerly known as Twitter, at Dr_Flim. And I share a lot of language acquisition resources and supports and just the work that I'm doing now in my central office role, with my district about just advocating for those babies and making sure they have what they need. On Instagram, I'm still kind of new to that one, but I'm at Dr. Flim Presents. And so you didn't give me a time limit, so I just kept going. So
All good. Let's go. Hey, so good. And thank you so much for the service that you give. I loved how you talked about being the safety net. People don't understand it. And you said, Mr. Woods, me, Mr. Woods and I, we talk, gotta be grammatically correct here. We talk about that all the time, how, like education, how it was like the safety net. It's a safe space for people. Just come on in. And so we know what it feels like to receive that. So that's why we go above and beyond to give that, because we know what it feels like. And so thank you so much for what you're doing, for sharing that.
Can I brag on her a little
Yeah,
bit
come
more,
on,
Chip?
bring it. Let's go.
Man, like she said, we did work together at Klein Intermediate and Klein ISD. Great place, great people.
Yep.
But just to watch Dr. Flim advocate for kids that need that support was amazing. Like she did say she's in the central office role now, but it took like, whoa, it took a lot for her to leave that campus because she's dedicated to the kids that she serves on a daily basis in the community that she serves. So, it's a lot of talking and a lot of thinking and a lot of praying and just explaining that she could support so many more kids in the role that she's in now, along with the kids that she served in that feeder pattern as well. But the heart, her heart and what she pours into what she does to support the clientele is amazing. It's truly a blessing to have worked with her. It's truly a blessing to see her do the work that she does on a daily basis.
You're not gonna get me to crying on this early Saturday morning, but
That's some real
thank
service
you.
when you have to force somebody to get out of the trenches, if you will, like and make them think, okay, you're gonna be able to help more people. She like,
Right.
oh no.
That
Oh, I
was
still
exactly
don't
the conversation.
want anybody working with my babies right here. That's awesome. That's good
Thank you for
stuff.
that.
Well, our
Thank
next
you.
author that we want to highlight is Dr. Lindsay Almquist, and another person with a golden heart, and goes above and beyond to give service for others. And so so happy to have her on and highlight her. So what you got?
Well, happy Saturday, everybody. It's wonderful to meet you and to wonderful to hear your story, Dr. Flum. I'm honored to be in this space with you. I think the blessing about where we all come from is that, and with this book, right, it is not about us. Whatever role, and we have all different layers of our life, work, home, family, friends, colleagues. And so I think it's so important that one of the things that I see among people in this room is that it translates from work to personal life, and that's just such a blessing. So wonderful to meet you. Hey, Mr. Pearson, Mr. Woods, and Mr. Baker. I do call Mr. Too, so I was like, I agree with that. I'm sure most of them just called Mr. Pearson DP. So anyway, happy Saturday. I'm Dr. Lindsay Almquist. I'm the proud Chief Culture Officer of a company, and we are building a nonprofit. We actually have a nonprofit called Craftsman Center, and it's a apprenticeship model, non-degree seeking higher education, educational entity. Originally, I kept saying it was a trade school, but the more I really understand what a trade school is, apprenticeship model is really not what a trade school was originally built around. And so the apprentice model. So if I was learning to be a doctor or I'm sorry, yes, a Dr. Flim, I would be her like sponsoree. She'd be my sponsor. We would learn under her. I would be truly mentored and guided in an apprenticeship model. And so we're very excited about that and helping students with CTE in high school. So currently I work with different school districts and build their CTE arm and help them in supporting that way. So I was in public education for 15 years and now I get to support public education in this role. And then the higher ed non-degree seeking entity, the trade school concept with your apprenticeship is a nonprofit, again, Craftsman Center. So new and started in 2023. We have an apprenticeship co cohort right now and a pre-apprenticeship cohort in a school district. So different kind of navigation to support school districts and to support the trades. So the trades used to be considered blue collar. I think they're gold collar. If it's not for the trades, we would not have the home that you're sitting in, the building that you're sitting in, and we would be a third world country. So it kind of brings back the idea of elevating what used to be kind of seen as a deficit and putting kids back into that system, not because it's a negative, but because they want to, because they could make six figures there too. And it doesn't, if they want to go to college, great. But there's other options. And so making sure that they are elevated in that and that it's not, oh, I just didn't go to college. Like, no, you went to a XYZ and you got a career and this is what you wanted and you're valued in that. And that's a gold collar. That's not blue collar. So really kind of transforming that concept. I come from a long line of what I thought was educators, and my grandfather told me he went to HKU and learned a long time ago. It's not a school. That was Hard Knocks University. And so why? Because he was a blue collar. And so he always elevated that to me, and gold collar, I just didn't even know it growing up. So that's a little bit about my background and where I'm coming from in my work, in my home life. I'm a proud mama, proud wife. I have a 6 and 7 year old, and we have a wonderful group of friends and family that we call family. And many of you in here are that. So I don't know if many of you know, but Chip Baker was also same thing, Mr. Woods, why I started writing. And so I'm very thankful for that. And I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but thanks, Chip. With that said, Mr. Woods, thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. I didn't go the professional route on this chapter. I went the personal route because I always wanted to be a mom. I have a doctorate in education. I should be probably a good mom, and I really struggle. I struggle so much with being a mom. When we had the kids, I kept saying I have a doctorate and I can't get this right. Like, I feel like I'm a better wife than I even am as a mom. This week is a great example. So I didn't have, and I didn't obviously write this in the chapter, but a lot of the things I shared in the chapter were pretty vulnerable and raw about the life of sometimes momhood, where you're found in a, I mean, I think at one point Cody, my husband, walked into the closet of my daughter's room and I was curled up like this, just crying. And he's like, you know, what's going on? It was kind of the same situation this week. I didn't have off. We don't have spring break off. And so I work from this area right here, and the kids were at the house, and I was drowning. And we also moved our grandmother into hospice and brought her home. So, you know, you're just navigating. Everybody is navigating, and everybody has got so many layers. And one of the things I often think about is, like, you know, how did X person do this? You know, you think about, you know, women before our time, Dr. Flem, you know, they did all of these things too. But a lot of the women at many moons ago, they were predominantly around the home. Whereas we've added a lot of other things, and not that that's a negative, but transitional roles for good reasons. You know, I'm all about both male and female empowerment and making sure people are doing the right thing in the right spots that they're called to do. But it's one of those things of, like, you just layer and layer and layer. That's not how God intended it. That doesn't mean that He doesn't want you to be successful in all of these layers. It does mean that you have to give yourself grace, and I'm really not that good at it. And so I've to be very vulnerable with the audience here, you know, this week was no different than when I wrote this chapter. It is just very much like constantly questioning myself. And I know moms that, you know, some of my students, when I was a high school principal, I remember one of my babies, she had a baby, and she was so worried about being a good mom. And y'all, she's probably a better mom than I was. I am. And so I always say that, like, it doesn't matter your educational background, your experience. It really is about the heart and your seek to really seek out the Lord and ask for forgiveness, because we're not perfect. And to say, here, we're going to start over. You know, we're going to do this again, and I'm going to look really muddy through it. And sometimes I just talk to my kid. I talk to my kids about that. I'm like, right now, I just don't know the answer, and I'm really having to figure it out. And so give me some time to figure it out. Because we don't know all the answers. And sometimes it's not really, like, clear how we're supposed to navigate our home, especially if we're navigating as a Christian. And so that's really difficult sometimes, because, you know, the world wants us to do X, and I don't really believe in that. And, you know, just trying to navigate that. And so I just challenge and encourage and empower each of you that are listening, is no matter if you're an uncle, an aunt, a friend that has children around you, with your friends, a dad, a mom, whatever your role is, and the children that are in your life, just love on the people that are raising babies, because it's really difficult right now. You know, social, and not to say that it wasn't, you know, it's just a different time. Whether it's social media, whether it's, you know, cyberbullying, whatever it is, pray for those people. Pray for the ones in your life. If you have children, if you're a grandfather, if you're a grandmother, you know, give yourself grace, and ask the Lord to guide you, because He will. It took a lot of time for me to kind of lay into that and not think I was supposed to already come with it. And so really saying, I have all these degrees and I have all this knowledge, and really, God, I'm just a broken soul and I need the light in. And so that's what I empower you, is, you know, the light can't be coming in unless you break the glass, right? for me as a woman, I think about like breaking glass ceilings and things like that. But I just mean in this regard of just it's okay to be a broken person, and that doesn't mean you're bad. It doesn't mean you're wrong. It just means that we're humble and you're human, and it's okay. And so that's kind of what my chapter is about. And then the other piece is that I try to be on social media. I'm learning to have a better boundary on this, but I love being able to see other people's lives, and so I would love to be a part of your life, even if it's just on social media. And I'm at Serving Kids on Twitter, or X, sorry. I'm Lindsay Almquist. It's LindsayAlmquist. I spell it very different than others, and that's my Instagram, and Lindsay O'Neill Almquist on Facebook, and then LinkedIn, Lindsay Dr. or Lindsay O'Neill Almquist as well. So please add me, and if you have anybody that I can help support or empower that you think I should connect with, please let me do that. I'd be honored to. Big hugs. Happy Saturday. Thank you again, Mr. Woods. Big hugs.
Boom. Man, so just hearing you share your journey, Lindsay, it made me reflect on my upbringing and my mother, right? And you are ex just like my mom. I saw that lady go above and beyond to just give service to others, and she was exhausted and she didn't know, but what she did know is that she was going to give service to others, right? She was navigating, she was trying to figure it out. And I just want to shoot you some encouragement and love and tell you that, and remind you that your kids are going to be amazing because of the person who you are. And I can say that because I'm the evidence and the research of that, right? I'm your son, right? And so I was able to see how she operated and did things. I was able to see us go to places and people would see her and they would smile and she wouldn't even see them. They would just smile, right? So the difference she made on people, it provides a positive ripple effect, that service that's given. And so in turn, people have taken care of me because my mama loved them, right? It's not about me. It's about giving service to others. And so just sending you some encouragement and love and all of the things that you hit on, you're right. I mean, none of us are perfect. We're all broken, man. We just trying to figure it out. If your heart set and your mindset is of the right posture, which every person in this book is of that, right? Because they know it's bigger than us, then man, I'm of assurance that everything gonna be all right because we're taking care of people. And the big man always see fit to take care of us because of that. And so yeah, so thank you so much for sharing.
Can I say something real quick too?
Come on, jump in there.
Man, just to hear you, Dr. Lindsay, like you got to give yourself grace. None of us are perfect. I know sometimes we can be our hardest critics, and we got to learn to wake up and give ourselves grace, because you are doing a fabulous job. What you're doing now, pouring into others, and I know your kids and your family think the same thing. You got to give yourself some grace, because we can be our hardest critics, and we can be the hardest ones on ourselves and go through things because we're pounding on each other. But you got to give yourself some grace. I thank you so much for being a part of this project. I know you do great things. I see the great things that you do. When I do see you on social media, you pouring into others, and I know you pour into your family the same way. Give yourself grace.
Love it, love it. All right, well let's go to our next author. Oh man. That's all I gotta say. Oh man. DP Derek Pearson. What you got, Doc?
I got love.
Yeah.
I got love. Thank you all for this special morning. I know the authors and doctors said that they weren't going to get emotional and cry this morning, but no. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because this day deserves it. This accumulation deserves it. It's day number 22,512. And I count them so they matter, and each one is different. And this one starts off in a special way because I'm asked to be with you to share this goodness. Service is the accumulation of greatnesses. That's the thing that moves us. We are all the accumulation of the great, amazing people who love us. And we show up in them, and we speak for them, and we act in them, and we work through there with their words in our mind and their love in our hearts. That's what we do. That's why we do it, because we've been shown, we've been taught, and we've been loved on. And it's necessary. It's required. Love as a thing is not about us. Love is about who it's for, how it's received, how it's delivered, and then also importantly, why? Because we go through, as doctor says, we go through the things, the questions and doubts. Love is the answer to questions that we don't have the answers to. We're not supposed to have all the answers. We do have to ask the next question, which is, what would love do? I'm about humanity. I'm about love and humanity. Those are the two things that I step from. And those things require that my next thing, whatever that thing is, whether it's a person, situation, circumstance, that my next thing is a step forward and up. And if I can enable, and love enables, that the people that I come across in my day, when they ask what's next, I say forward and up. Because of love. That's what it is. I'm a project and a product of a time, a different time in America. I was part of the busing, the Alpha busing projects, where back in 1970 they were trying to figure out how to get us to cross bridges and get on buses and educate and learn together. And I remember that pain of being pulled from what I knew to be pushed into something I didn't know. And I remember what it felt like to be the other. I remember what it felt like to be different. I remember to feel what it feels like to be alone, getting on a bus, being the only black kid being put into a predominantly white school, and walking into a classroom of unknowns and trying to be familiar. And that familiar thing is that family that we talk about, that the two words are connected on purpose. And we're trying to be familiar with each other. And as educators, mentors, servants, we have to stay connected to each other for the very next one with love as the thing that's going to fuel it, occupy it, and as the mission. I'd like to say that I'm a coach. I'd like to say that I'm a mentor, an educator. I'd like to say a lot of things, but here's what I do. After 30 plus years of coaching young people in America, across the country, different levels, three sports every year for plus decades, what I learned was I needed to be a place for them to come to get love. That's why people show up. That's what we search for. The text in your phone, the last email you got is because somebody thought of you in their time of need because you would provide love. Whether it's through guidance, information, experience, knowledge, they're coming to you for love. They don't need for you to know everything. They don't. They need for you to be there and love them in whatever way you have possible. And sometimes it's a smile. Sometimes it is a nod. Sometimes it's a hug. Sometimes it is just the words, I love you, go. I remember what it was like to seek love. And so I said it was going to be my mission that I was going to create a thing that allowed me to give love as often, freely, and ridiculously as possible. I realized that I could love, but what love requires is action. Love requires action. Love without action doesn't get done the things that we want done, need done, hope get done. So I came up with this thing called Love Prints, which was just simply, instead of a carbon footprint of our time on this planet, I wanted something that said that I wanted love to be my footprint on this planet. I wanted a tracking of love and the action that went with it. And I wanted to know the places that Love Prints had been. I wanted to know the people that Love Prints had reached. And I understood that as a man, as a human, that if I could leave a trail of my love print wherever I've been, that no matter what I was going to bear and cross, that love was there. I have a shirt that says, "Love is welcome here," and I wear it over my chest so that I know. And then on the back of the shirt, it also says, "Love was here. Take it with you." So as your partner in life, as your young people leave you, they should leave you more covered in love than you found them, than they arrived. So that when the thing other than love, whether that is hate or fear, shows up, they know what love looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like. And they say, "That's not for me. That's not love. It feels different on me. It doesn't land." That's the mission of this thing, that as an educator, teacher, partner in life, did we leave it better than we found it simply by our actions and our love? I currently own a radio station in Lincoln, Nebraska. We talk sports, but sports is the vehicle. And you understand that sports is just a vehicle for the missions that we have. And it identifies, it allows us to look in the mirror and know whether we're doing a good thing consistently on purpose. That's what sports is. It's never about the result. It's about the journey and process and all the love you have to put in it along the way. And every day I get to sit and talk about sports as a way to talk about love. How communities love, they rally together. There's nothing better than when a community of people get together for a thing with positive result in mind. They get to love out loud. And Coach, y'all know, Coach Baker, you know this. Y'all know this, man. Them three words that we live by, because we only have the greatest regrets that we have in life are when we love people and they don't know that we love them. So I came up with the three words that I live by so much. I don't want you to ever question whether I love you. So three words, love out loud. As an educator, as a servant, as a partner, love out loud. When you see something good, say something good. And when you feel something good, acknowledge. That's why we're here. That's what we're here for. And love is a we thing. Love's not a me thing. Love is a we thing. So this is what service is about. It's not about me. Brother Woods, thank you for allowing me and reminding me, right, that you're loving on me and allowing me to love others. This is special. And listen, doctors all, thank y'all. Thank y'all. It means so much to know that you're in the space loving on young people. And then because you're loving on them and remembering that, you'll remember to love on you. Because you cannot pour love from an empty love cup. So fill it up, cover it up, love out loud. That's what it's all about. I have to, yeah, my social media, listen, my name is my business. My name is my mantra. It's how I live. I want to be beholden to it and accountable for it. So on social media, wherever, if you just type in my name, probably a student of mine from 32 years ago said, "Yeah, I was looking for you, and it brought me some people, and then I typed in love, Derek Pearson love, and there you were. So yeah, that's how you find me on social media. Just my name is the thing, and love should be attached to it.
Awesome, so good. I warned him. I gave him the old man. Oh man.
And I just let me be clear. I love this so much that you and you and you and you have created a place and a space where love can exist, should exist, has to exist. Like that, you understand how, in this day and age, how powerful it is for you to create a space where love is welcome, not only welcome, it's expected and appreciated. Like, listen, from the middle of the country, from Lincoln, Nebraska, I'm a kid, I'm a poor kid from Arlington, Virginia. There's no metric for me being lecturing at the University of Nebraska. There's no metric for me being in this room with you. There's no metric for it. The only answer and the only responsibility, the only thing you can hold accountable is that I am so loved that we broke the metrics. We broke it. That's the power that we are. Like, I'm the next one is the one I'm looking for. Like, who's next? That's what love says. Like, who? Oh, I love this one. Who's next? This room, this space. Thank y'all so much. This is such a great, like, I feel bad for the next group because listen, if you missed this, you weren't in this one and don't get the love in this one. Hey, I leave more covered in love than I came, and that's a pretty powerful thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So good. Well, what I want to do too is just kind of I was blessed with the opportunity to be in the book as well. And I'll just share, you know, like my title is of my chapter is Giving Service Makes Our World Better. And you know, I'm a quote guy, I love quotes. And so one thing that I start with is the little we have to give to someone today makes a big difference in the life of someone tomorrow. And so, you know, it's about the legacy piece. It's about the giving service today because you know without a shadow of a doubt and you trust that it's bigger than me. It's not about me. You trust that it's going to create that positive service, love, ripple effect that's going to continue to last forever and ever. And you know, like, man, my little piece of this, I gave my all 1,000% to my little piece of this. Right. And so that's what it's about. Just being of service to others. And again, just reflecting on the people that are assembled, all amazing people that, like I said, have the same, you know, mindset, same heart set in giving service and helping others. And so again, just grateful to Woody, Mr. Woods, for the opportunity and truly grateful for that. But man, I'll just turn it over to you, Woods. Just, you know, if
Hey,
you have any closing last words, man.
I want to follow up there with DP, man. Like, it's always great to be in the space of DP, man.
Yeah.
Like, he uses that one word that could solve a whole lot of issues in the world if people use it more. Love, man. It just, every time I hear him, every time I see it, it just reiterates that peace, man. It's just something as simple as telling those that are around you that you interact with that you love them and you mean it from your heart, man. But that one word can solve a whole lot of problems if we would just let it in. And I appreciate you, DP. I appreciate you being a part of this. Chip, I appreciate you too, brother, for being a part of this and getting us started
Amen.
on this journey. I just want to end it with, man, service. This piece is because so many people have done this for me. You know, like, I wouldn't be who I am today if there wasn't people that were serving me when I was a youngster. Me right now, every day that I live, they supported me. They empathized with me through situations. They repaired relationships with me, repaired a broken me. They valued me in my space. They were intentional with things that they did with me. Like they took care of me, collaborating with me, not just telling me I need to do this, having those, asking those questions, having me involved in situations and energize me, just like this group energizes me. That is what service means to me, and people have poured into me. So I felt like it was on my heart that we need to touch something like this being of service, because this is what we do without any types of rewards or accolades or wanting any of that. It's just what we do on a daily basis. So I really appreciate you guys for being a part of this. This is very important to me. I know it's very important to you. Keep loving.
Awesome, man. Good stuff. Well, again, I just want to say thank you, Woods. Thank you to all the authors for being on and sharing your journey, sharing your story. Again, to you that are watching or listening to this, like I told you when we started, it would be worth your time. I promise you that it would be worth your time to go follow, check out each one of these authors and show them some love, because showing, sharing, giving love, giving service, it's infectious and contagious. And so, thank you all for being on. Thank you guys for checking out this session. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Go get it.